I've known Tim for a long time. So Tim Newman is a partner at Haynes and Boone. They took your the bios of your panelists away from me because they said you in particular did not want me introducing anybody on your panel. I'm going to try not to take offense
to
that.
That's precisely what I told him.
Fantastic. Tim has got regulators on the panel, so get ready for a great discussion. Thanks,
well,
Tim.
Unless I'm being punked, I have regulators on the panel. I'm the only one here in person. So I trust, I see one of our regulators on the screen over there. So we should have three regulators joining me virtually. It's the first time I've ever done a panel this way. So this could be very entertaining. I'm happy to bring this home. The folks still in the room or on the Zoom are the real warriors. For those of you online, we just lost another five people. As soon as I stood up, they walked out of the room. So we've got our real warriors here or the folks who just really need some CLE credit by the end of September. That's who we've still got here. Also excited to be closing out the day. And what a great conference. I mean, I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid because I'm on the planning committee, but just listening throughout the day, we've had some really fantastic speakers on some hot recent topics. So I think it's been a great conference. If you have friends, tell your friends to come next year because I think we hit a lot of really good topics and had great speakers. Let me introduce our final panel. We're going to be hearing from federal regulators. So we heard from some state regulators earlier, heard an update on privacy laws around the country. We're going to hear from federal regulators now. Let me introduce our three panelists. First, we have Hassan Ajaz from the Federal Trade Commission. Hassan is an attorney with the FTC's Division of Privacy and Identity Protection. His practice focuses on consumer privacy and data security. He has worked on a variety of issues while at the FTC, including matters involving violations of Section 5 of the FTC Act, the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act, and a merger case. And I can confirm that is Hassan on the screen that you're looking at there in the corner. Next, we have Nicholas Heesters. He is a certified information privacy professional with over 30 years of experience supporting critical infrastructure and information security in various industries, including financial services, defense, and healthcare. He earned his Master of Engineering in Computer and Software Engineering and Juris Doctor from Widener University. He currently serves as the Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity for the HHS Office for Civil Rights, supporting HIPAA compliance, enforcement, and policy initiatives. I can confirm that is still Hassan Ajaz on your screen. So we'll see Nick here in a few minutes when he has something to share with us. Finally, we have Derek Kleinman. He's an Assistant Regional Director in the Fort Worth Regional Office for the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. He was previously senior counsel in the SEC's Crypto Asset and Cybersecurity Unit and detailed as a senior counsel to the SEC's Director of Enforcement. Prior to joining the SEC, Derek spent 10 years with the FBI, most recently as the Senior Supervisory Resident Agent in the FBI's Fort Worth office. While with the FBI, he served in multiple offices and at FBI headquarters, where he was a Supervisory Special Agent and Acting Unit Chief in the FBI's Economics Crime Unit. In addition, he was detailed to the SEC's headquarters, where he coordinated parallel SEC and FBI investigations throughout the United States. He previously was appointed a Special Assistant United States Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio and was a member of the FBI's Corporate Fraud Response Team. He received his undergraduate degree from the University of Kansas and his JD MBA from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Before entering public service, Mr. Kleinman was an Associate Managing Director for a publicly traded financial institution. So what we're going to do today is we just want to hear from these regulators. I'm going to let them do most of the talking. I've been informed that in a setup like this where our speakers are virtual, blocks of time work better. So I'm going to give these guys some blocks of time to share what's going on at their respective agencies, what their enforcement priorities are, some recent cases with respect to cybersecurity specifically. So Hassan, you're on our screen, so I'm going to let you kick us off, but let's level set first. For those in the room who haven't interacted with these agencies, I want to start with just an overview of jurisdiction, enforcement authority as it relates to cybersecurity. So Hassan, kick us off and tell us a little bit about the FTC.
Yeah, thank you for that introduction, Tim. As you said, my name is Hassan Ajaz. I'm an attorney in the Division of Privacy and Identity Protection with the FTC. For those who may not be familiar, I'm going to just give a very brief overview at the biggest level. We have And what you probably see in the news, there's a lot of merger cases for buying Albertsons. That's on the Bureau of Competition side. I work in the Bureau of Consumer Protection, so this is business to consumers.